famine's not going to stop you from being alive in the things of God when you're in the blessing. He said, I'm going to keep you alive when there's a famine going on in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep you satisfied when there are others that are not satisfied. We are in the secret place.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and special guest Creflo Dollar encourage all of us to keep our heart focused on the blessing and to not be distracted by the confusion and turmoil of this ever-changing world.
Hello, everybody. Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is here. I'm here. Creflo Dollar's here. But let me tell you who else is here today. Praise God. You're going to be so glad to know that Jesus came. Praise the Lord. He was here when we got here, and he'll be here when we leave. Amen. And he'll go with us and stay here at the same time. Ain't nobody but him can do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Father, we praise you today,
thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your presence.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you for the kingdom of
thank you.
God.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We thank you for the blessing of Abraham
thank
that
you, Jesus.
Jesus has brought upon us and brought in our midst.
Yes.
And that's who we are.
Yes.
We are the blessed and not the
yes.
cursed.
Yes.
And we thank you for it, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to join me this morning in welcoming Jesus to this table and to this studio
yes.
and welcoming Creflo Dollar.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord.
Good to be here.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I will take the liberty to go ahead and begin this broadcast like this. The anointing, as we prayed here in the studio before we began today, the anointing was already here. It was so strong on Creflo and me that we it just began pouring out of us before we ever sat down at the table, and so we just hurried up right quick and turned the cameras on so that we can get right into this. The bottom line is this: I'm going to give you the bottom line of what's coming Friday. You either live in the blessing or the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse so that the blessing of Abraham come on all the rest of us through Christ Jesus. There is no little island, neutral, no man's land between the two, and you can just idle along in between. No, you can't do that because these things are spiritually discerned, spiritually lived, by faith released, or by fear released. Both of those are spiritual forces.
You know, when you look at the whole setup, you have the world system over here. It's based in selfishness. It operates by fear. It contradicts the word of God. It has the death cycle turned on that side. It will mix truth with fake stuff, lies, you'll get wickedness as a result of it.
And that dilutes the truth.
It dilutes
yeah,
the truth.
Yeah, I see it.
And you have the curse operating in the world. The blessing is not operating over here in the world. The curse is operating over here in the world. And the curse is an empowerment to fail. You can't figure out how to win. In this day and time, with all of the things that are going on financially and in the real estate and all that kind of stuff in the world, this crisis that's going on in the world, there are certain things that you cannot accomplish in your own natural ability. You're going to have some super put on that natural in order to overcome those things that are going on in the world. Now, we're free moral agents. We make decisions. Life is a series of decisions. Here's a decision you have to make right where you are. if your bills are not being paid, if you are sick in your physical body, if you are under stress and pressure and you're in the world denying the word and denying Jesus, that's how everything's supposed to be. It's supposed to be happening exactly the way it's happening. The good news is that there's a choice you can make. There's another option. There's another place you can go to.
Let me ask you something. Am I right in this? Or better yet, isn't this scriptural that if I don't, I just answered my own question. I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose.
You choose.
Now, if I don't make a conscious choice to choose the blessing, if I don't make the choice, trying to just stay neutral, you will drift into the choice you don't want to make. It's like it's the choice being made for you. The devil will draw you in there and keep you there till you choose to get out and get on the
other
side.
If you don't make a conscious choice to choose the blessing, you have unconsciously chosen to operate in
a
curse.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's it.
You didn't think about it. You won't admit that you chose that. But you unconsciously made a decision to operate in the curse.
Now, if you didn't vote, you automatically voted for the wrong guy.
Whether you realize it or want to admit it or not.
Yeah. Okay. I got you, man.
Whether you realize.
Jesus.
See, when people in the world hear this word curse, they think what Hollywood defined it as. You mean to tell me I'm under a curse? What, am I automatically condemned to hell? What? No. You need to hear what I'm saying. When you're under the curse, things don't work. They're not working the way they were designed to work. They're working in a perverted manner. It's been twisted. It appears that things are okay until you get to the end of it, or until pressure's being put on it, or until you get in a situation like people are in today, and now the normal things that would normally work, that have worked for you for a while, but they never even worked to this, it's bad. You're at most familiar with things working in the world system. It seems like it worked, but you only got probably 50% of something that you could have had 100%, because the curse is never going to produce 100% of what God intended for a thing to do.
And the natural world caused you to be satisfied with half enough.
Yeah. In other words, you settle for a local championship when God wants to make you the champion of the world.
Man, oh man.
And now...
Mediocre thinking. That's what it is.
Stuck in average. Satisfied with being average.
Well, you know, it's win a few, lose a few, brother. Yeah. Not in this game, it ain't.
No.
Jesus didn't win a few and lose a few.
And if you tolerate average, if you tolerate mediocrity, if you tolerate those things, it becomes the norm in your life. You've not been exposed to the greater. I can't tell you how important it is to be exposed to certain things that you've never seen before. When you've not been exposed to the blessing, there are certain things that happen under the curse that you thought were blessed. And it wasn't even half of what God wanted to do for your life.
I had the Lord tell me one day. He said, I want you to take this whole congregation of people over to so-and-so's church. Right off the top of my head, I don't remember now what had happened, though. They'd had some situation to take place, a flu epidemic or something, whatever it was. And their church building over there wasn't but about a quarter full. I said, you want me to take this whole group over there? Yeah, take them over there. So I just did it. And got over there, then he told me why. He said, I want the man to see his building full so he'll get a picture of that in his heart, and then he can release his faith.
Oh, yeah. And that's the power of that's that inner image of a covenant.
It's hope that faith is the substance of.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And then now you have this choice on the other side in the middle of economic crisis, trouble, bad reports from the doctor, all that kind of stuff. There's this choice. It's called the blessing. And the blessing in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's now, is it's based in unconditional love. It's the character we have so things can work. Nothing works outside of the love of God. Get outside of that love circle and you're going to find things being hindered. So the love of God's the base. It operates by faith. We are in agreement with the word of God. This is the place where the life cycle is turned on. This is the place where we're meditating in God's word. And this is the place where we are receiving supernatural success in every arena of our lives. When you say you are blessed, you are empowered by God. God has released the blessing. That blessing is made available to whosoever making the decision to come out of darkness into the marvelous light, because there are marvelous things that are going to be done when you are under the blessing. Now, operating under the blessing is going to require you to understand what you need to do so that that blessing won't be hindered in its operation in your life. If we are ignorant concerning the things that'll stop the blessing, then how will we understand how to be proficient, effective, and efficient in operating in the blessing of God?
Praise God.
So, where we are today, the attack of fear. Fear hinders the blessing. Worry, strife, unforgiveness. All of those, like Jerry Savelle said, blessing blockers that will stop you from being blessed. Here's what this whole life is about. God's released the blessing so that you can be empowered in every area. The curse was released in the garden so that you can be empowered to fail. You choose. You want to win? You want to fail. You want to win in financial hard times? You want to fail in financial hard times. You cannot win without God and without that blessing.
That's true.
So this week we're going to talk to you about how to get that blessing on you, and how fear and worry and not knowing how to take captive your negative thoughts, how the enemy works to stop the blessing, and how God has released the blessing so things can begin to operate in your life. Supernatural things, sweatless victories, favor moving in all kinds of ways, and never having the fear that you're going to run out, but because of the blessing, having faith that you're going to run over, because you always have more than enough.
I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. If he'd have said abundantly, mm-hmm. ooh, I'd have been thrilled. Mm-hmm. But he said, no, you're gonna have more than that. That's abundant? No, more than that.
Yeah.
Well, you mean more than it? Yeah, more than that. Mm-hmm. More than what? More than you have any earthly idea.
Extravagance.
Ha. Huh.
Now, the world's against extravagance. God ordained
particularly
it.
Particularly if a Christian has it.
Yeah.
But it's not. It wasn't just for the Christians. We were part of the world when he did it. He did it so the whole world could have it. But they can't have it without him.
Yes, sir. So in the middle of this whole deal, remember, we are of the Goshen dwelling, not the Egypt side. In Egypt, there's a financial crisis going on. And a type Egypt in the world system. There's
darkness.
There's darkness there. There's a lack of enlightenment. Come on over to Goshen. Come on over to the place where the blessing dwells. There's enlightenment there. There's healing there. There's a more abundance, extravagant abundance there. God is going to prove that there is great profit in serving him. Why? Because when you serve him, you serve him with the blessing on your life. And you once you recognize and understand the blessings and how to appropriate the blessings in your life, then you can take full advantage of the blessing that operates in your life. And here's what the scripture said. Psalms 33:19, he says he will keep you alive in the midst of famine. And then in Psalms 37:19, he says, in the day of famine, thou shalt be satisfied.
This is for those in, when you're blessed, famine's not going to stop you from being satisfied when you're in the blessing. Famine's not going to stop you from being alive in the things of God when you're in the blessing. He said, I'm going to keep you alive when there's a famine going on in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep you satisfied when there are others that are not satisfied. We are in the secret place of the Most High God. And the blessing dwells in that secret place.
Oh my, oh my.
And extravagant abundance dwells in that secret place. Increase dwells in it. Security dwells in that secret place. And we meditate on what we have in that secret place. But now when we get out of that secret place, if you step out of that secret place, you'll continue to meditate, but now you'll start worrying or meditating about all of the problems that are on the outside of that secret place.
You can't worry in the secret place.
You cannot.
If you begin to worry, it will cause you to get up from your seat on the throne of grace next to Jesus, walk out of the secret place of the Most High God, so you can worry.
Mm-hmm. If you do that, you are going to become a participant in your own destruction.
Oh, absolutely.
And all of the things that you see, you're afraid of. See, fear has many faces, and worry is just another face of fear. Doubt is another face of fear.
That's it.
And people have got to understand, you know, you call it worry, but it's still fear.
Doubt is fear dependent.
Yeah.
It can't doubt without it.
Right.
Worry is fear dependent. Uh-huh. Now, you can't be in bondage, subject to bondage, without fear. Mm-hmm. You can't be subject to Satan without fear. See, Hebrews 2nd chapter says so, and says that Jesus defeated him who had the power of death and delivered those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. And then it says who it was that had the power of death, that is, the devil. He's the spirit of fear. So bondage comes from and through him. But you get delivered from the fear of death. You're delivered from being subject to bondage to him.
Therefore, when you do that, fear is a dis-ease. When you take fear upon your life, you have just taken a disease upon your life. It is dis-ease. It's dis-easement that comes when fear shows up.
Now, what do people say, Greville? When you say, brother so-and-so, yeah. Man, they diagnosed a brother with cancer. Oh, Creflo, that poor man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You instinctively know there's poverty in his life. Mm-hmm. What he's impoverished of health. Mm-hmm. And that had nothing to do with money. Mm-hmm. But did you hear that brother so-and-so lost his job? Creflo, that poor man. Mm-hmm. Now he's impoverished. Oh, so poverty, the curse, lack in any area of life. The scripture says no curse comes causeless.
Without a cause.
Without a cause. Mm-hmm. There is a fear connection somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now, don't condemn yourself because of it. No, no, no. That to condemn yourself is actually a manifestation of fear.
Oh, yeah.
And you're beating yourself over the head of it. Condemnation doesn't work. You can beat yourself over the head for it for 20 years, and it'll still be there 20 years from now. But if you repent of the thing and get before the Lord, perfected love, then cast out fear, and now you can go right straight on into the blessing and operate.
Well, you know, the scripture said it in Luke chapter 4, in verse 18, he says, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, ... followed by a list of people in the category of the poor.
All of those were the poor.
All of those were poor.
Not just the one that didn't have any money.
Right.
But all of them.
Yeah, he said that, what did he say? He has sent him to heal the brokenhearted poor, to preach deliverance to the captive poor, recovering of sight to the blind poor, and to set at liberty them that are the bruised poor. Jesus said,
I've come to preach the gospel, some good news to everybody who's without. But everybody who's without, everybody who is poor had to attach to fear before that poverty could enter in and cause that disease.
That's right.
To show up. And one of the things we've, somebody says, well, I don't see how that's fear. Well, go back to unbelief. Go back to unbelief. The greatest fear that Satan wants to put on you is the fear that what God said in his word won't come to pass.
Well, now, what is unbelief in the first place? It's not non-belief.
Yeah.
If I was reading, if this said owner's operator's manual handbook for the Honda Accord, for the GMC Denali, which what I drive personally. Well, and I opened this up and I said, I don't believe that. I don't believe that's the way that works. That's not non-belief. And this is unbelief towards General Motors. Well, we're talking about man that won't believe what God said about something. Their response is, yeah, but. What if?
And then you have to understand why. Why would I look at the word and say, yeah, but what if? Somewhere in my mind, I believe something other than what I'm reading.
Now, what you just brought up, if we don't get any further than this, we have to settle this. Because if you don't, the misunderstanding of fear is, no, that's the result of fear. Fear's job is to question the word. Well, I just wonder if Jesus really was born of a virgin. Fear is at the base of that. Because Satan is a spirit of fear, and that's the way he got in the first time was, did God really say that? They didn't go, ah! No. It was a conversation. And when fear began to work on them and they entertained it, and then they began to think, I wonder if he really meant that, and da-da-da. Man, it hit. Then they went, when they heard the word of the voice of God, they ran and hid. Fright was the result of fear after it got in. You know, I'm convinced, Creflo, that Satan would just about give anything if people never did get frightened. Because that's when they realize fear is there. Yeah. You can have a person that has managed fear. He's done this certain thing and trained at it till the fear of it doesn't bother him anymore. But at the same time, he's afraid of something else over here. He's not afraid of this, but he's afraid he's going to lose his car, his house, or something. So fear is still there. It's just been managed in one area and not in another. But we're talking about 1 John 4:18, perfected love that casts out. The word there, translated cast out, means to flush out. The stirring up the gift of God in you, which is love, power, love, and a sound mind. And you stir that up, and it begins to rise. Finally, there's no room for the fear, and it just flush it out. And you realize one day, when you should have been frightened and you were not, you realize that fear's gone.
Yeah, but a lot of people say fear is okay. I mean, it's all right to have some fear because, I mean, after all, everybody has some fear. Everybody has some fear. Fear is natural.
But everybody don't have to have it.
And plus, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Fear is not natural. If fear was natural, see, God is the one that's behind the creation of natural things. And the scripture says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if fear was natural, that means God had to give it to us since he was the one that was behind natural things. It's not natural because everybody has it. And like you said, everybody don't have it. You assume everybody got it.
That is good. Natural things are not wicked until they're in the wrong hands.
Yeah, God's against those things that are not natural.
And we're out of time.
We're going to have a good time this week.
Yeah, amen. Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment, you fearless thing.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Do you feel like you've been waging a losing battle in the midst of hard times? Unfortunately, many people say yes to this question. But you can shout no. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. The teaching series by Creflo Dollar titled Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you come to the realization that you can win the battle.
How do you become a winner in hard times? Turn the news media off. You don't need that information. You need this information.
Christians will be sought after for answers. Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you have the answers. Don't be bound by the world's financial situation. Be among those who hold the solutions to life's dilemmas today. To order your copy of Creflo Dollar's teaching series, Winning in Hard Financial Times, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $25. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of Winning in Hard Financial Times and learn to prosper regardless of the economic climate.
As you can tell, when these things start to flow, Creflo and I can just talk as fast as we can possibly talk, and we still don't have the time on television and radio to get all these things in that the Spirit of God has developed in us over a period of 30 years in his life and 40 years in mine. I mean, when the cameras stop, it just keeps flowing. How do you manage that? You get the CDs and the DVDs that were filmed in a service when there was no time restraint. And you go winning in hard financial times. A lot of these same things are in there. I will tell you this, though. There are things that come out on these broadcasts that are not on the tapes. Mm-hmm. So you don't trade one for the other. You use everything God has given you. Never, ever do these things or this broadcast ever even attempt to replace the Bible, the written word of the living God. But how does faith come? Does faith come just reading the Bible? Not according to the 10th chapter of Romans. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see what you have to send preachers over there for. Why don't you just send them Bibles? Well, then the 10th chapter of Romans would have said that. Instead of saying, and how can they hear without a preacher, and how can they preach unless it be sent? Mm-hmm. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. It's the combination of these things that causes the anointing to take root down on the inside of you. And then you come down to this, the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th through July the 4th in Long Beach, California. You just totally immerse in the whole thing, and you come out of there eating tiger meat. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Kenneth Creflo reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455.